VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Yemeni officials and Houthi rebels have agreed on phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeida. The announcement on Sunday from UN negotiators. Under phase one, forces from both sides will withdraw from the ports of Hodeida, Salif, and Ras Issa. A pullback from Hodeida was part of December's ceasefire between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-supported Yemeni forces. The ceasefire is generally held despite numerous skirmishes. Islamic militants are said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group confirms the civilians are being kept in the area by the terrorists. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to thwart illegal immigration, even though he said he didn't need to do it. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
None of the 59 national emergencies declared under that 1976 law have involved instances, however, when a president has attempted to override congressional approval, a refusal, that is, to approve funding for a specific proposal. Miller criticized Republican President George W. Bush for an astonishing betrayal, in his words, of the U.S. nearly two decades ago when many migrants entered the U.S. This is VOA News. A planned meeting in Pakistan between an American delegation and Taliban representatives has been canceled. A Taliban leader said the meeting was canceled by the Americans, but later said the talks were postponed because many members of its 14-person negotiating team were unable to travel because they are on the U.S. and UN blacklist. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday strongly criticized the United States. Mohammad Javad Zarif spoke at the Munich Security Conference.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for seven consecutive American presidents to bear.
A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong. At least eight people were killed, all of the victims said to be asleep when the fire raced through the homes. A short circuit might have caused the blaze. A Sudanese fruit vendor died in Khartoum on Sunday from inhaling tear gas fired at protesters. That tear gas was fired at the protesters soon after they took to the streets on Sunday. Protests in Sudan began on December 19th when the government increased the price of bread by 300%. The disgraced former American Congressman Anthony Weiner, who had been caught in a sexting scandal, has been released from a federal prison and is now back in New York. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The once rising star in the Democratic Party was convicted of having illicit online contact with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. He was sentenced to 21 months in a federal medical center. The Bureau of Prisons now says Anthony Weiner is in the custody of its residential reentry management office in Brooklyn, New York, with a release date in May. At the time of his sentencing, Weiner was told he'd spend 3 years on supervised release and will pay a $10,000 fine and will have to register as a sex offender. Julie Walker, New York.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump had announced in December that he had chosen Nauert to fill the vacancy caused when Nikki Haley resigned. Media reports say Nauert withdrew because she had employed a nanny who was in the country legally but was not legally allowed to work. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.